Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm China. Today is the 20th day of January. Welcome. So great to be here with you guys today. I don't know if you are listening to this in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, but I hope and pray that your day has been good and that you are well and that the peace of the Lord is so thick and tangible with you. Today, we are continuing in the book of Genesis with chapters 25 through 26, and we are in the New Living Translation for this week. Abraham married another wife, whose name was Keturah. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. Dedan's descendants were the Eshurites, Ledishites, and Leumites. Midian's sons were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Elda. These were all the descendants of Abraham through Keturah. Abraham gave everything he owned to his son Isaac. But before he died, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them off to a land in the east, away from Isaac. Abraham lived for 175 years, and he died at a ripe old age, having lived a long and satisfying life. He breathed his last and joined his ancestors in death. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar, the Hittite. This was the field Abraham had purchased from the Hittites, and where he had buried his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who settled near Beer Lahai Roy in the Negev. This is the account of the family of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, through Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian servant. Here is a list, by their names and clans, of Ishmael's descendants. The oldest was Nebaioth, followed by Kedar, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Timah, Jetur, Nephish, and Kedemah. These 12 sons of Ishmael became the founders of the 12 tribes named after them, listed according to the places they settled and camped. Ishmael lived for 137 years, when he breathed his last and joined his ancestors in death. Ishmael's descendants occupied the region from Helviah to Shur, which is east of Egypt in the direction of Ashur. There they lived in open hostility toward all their relatives. This is the account of the family of Isaac, the son of Abraham. When Isaac was 40 years old, he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Padan Aram, and the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac pleaded with the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was unable to have children. The Lord answered Isaac's prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant with twins. But the two children struggled with each other in her womb, so she went to ask the Lord about it. "Why is this happening to me?" she asked. And the Lord told her, "The sons in your womb will become two nations. From the very beginning, the two nations will be rivals. One nation will be stronger than the other, and your other son will serve your younger son." And when the time came to give birth, Rebekah discovered that she indeed had had twins. The first one was very red at birth and covered with thick hair like a fur coat, so they named him Esau. And the other twin was born with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so they named him Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when the twins were born. As they grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter. He was an outdoorsman, but Jacob had a quiet temperament, preferring to stay at home. Isaac loved Esau because he enjoyed eating the wild game Esau brought home. But Rebekah loved Jacob. One day when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau arrived home from the wilderness, exhausted and hungry. Esau said to Jacob, "I'm starved. Give me some of that red stew." This is how Esau got his other name, Edom, which means red. "All right," Jacob replied. But trade me your rights as the firstborn son. Look, I'm dying of starvation, said Esau. What good is my birthright to me now? But Jacob said, First you must swear that your birthright is mine. So Esau swore an oath, thereby selling all his rights as the firstborn to his brother Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and lentil stew. Esau ate the meal, then got up and left. He showed contempt for his rights as the firstborn. A severe famine now struck the land, as had happened before in Abraham's time. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines, lived. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. Live here as a foreigner in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham your father. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all these lands. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my requirements, commands, decrees, and instructions. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men who lived there asked Isaac about his wife, Rebekah, he said, She's my sister. He was afraid to say, She is my wife. He thought, They will kill me to get to her because she's so beautiful. But some time later, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac caressing Rebekah. Immediately, Abimelech called for Isaac and exclaimed, She is obviously your wife. Why did you say, She is my sister? Because I was afraid someone would kill me to get her from me, Isaac replied. How could you do this to us? Abimelech exclaimed. One of my people might easily have taken your wife and slept with her, and you would have made us guilty of great sin. Then Abimelech issued a public proclamation. Anyone who touches this man or his wife will be put to death. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines filled up all of Isaac's wells with dirt. These were the wells that had been dug by the servants of his father Abraham. Finally, Abimelech ordered Isaac to leave the country. Go somewhere else, he said, for you have become too powerful for us. So Isaac moved away to the Gerar Valley, where he set up their tents and settled down. He reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled in after Abraham's death. Isaac also restored the names Abraham had given them. Isaac's servants also dug in the Gerar Valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But then the shepherds from Gerar came and claimed the spring. This is our water, they said, and they argued over it with Isaac's herdsmen. So Isaac named the well Esek, which means argument. Isaac's men then dug another well, but again there was a dispute over it. So Isaac named it Sitna, which means hostility. Abandoning that one, Isaac moved on and dug another well. This time there was no dispute over it. So Isaac named the place Rehoboth, which means open space. For he said, At last the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land. From there, Isaac moved to Beersheba, where the Lord appeared to him on the night of his arrival. I am the God of your father, Abraham, he said. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you. I will multiply your descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will do this because of my promise to Abraham, my servant. Then Isaac built an altar there and worshipped the Lord. He set up his camp at that place, and his servants dug another well. One day, King Abimelech came from Gerar with his advisor, Ahuzath, and also Phicol, his army commander. Why have you come here? Isaac asked. You obviously hate me, since you kicked me off your land. They replied, We can plainly see that the Lord is with you, so we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let's make a covenant. Swear that you will not harm us, just as we have never troubled you. We have always treated you well, and we sent you away from us in peace. And now look how the Lord has blessed you. So Isaac prepared a covenant feast to celebrate the treaty, and they ate and drank together. Early the next morning, they took a solemn oath not to interfere with each other. Then Isaac sent them home again, and they left him in peace. At that very day, Isaac's servants came and told him about a new well they had dug. We found water, they exclaimed. So Isaac named the well Sheba, which means oath. And to this day, the town that grew up there is called Beersheba, which means well of the oath. At the age of 40, Esau married two Hittite wives, Judith, the daughter of Beeri, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon. But Esau's wives made life miserable for Isaac and Rebekah. So we have the famous story of Rebekah. I didn't realize that she also had trouble conceiving as well. But then they have this prayer. The Lord opens up her womb. This is the first time in the Bible that we see that twins are recorded. And so, how crazy is that? She's probably thinking, okay, my stomach is a lot bigger than what I've seen other people's. And maybe, I'm not entirely sure, but I would think so. And feeling all kinds of movement and being like, well, I've never really heard that two babies would be in your womb. And then she's like, oh, well, I heard from the Lord. And yeah, wait, there was two. And it's interesting that even from at birth, even from the womb, they are at war with each other. There's unrest. There's almost this division. And fast forward to the famous story that we all know. Esau sells Jacob his birthright over a bowl of stew. And we just see kind of how that's going to play out for them. And if you pay attention to this aspect of the story, as we continue to go through all of the rest of these two guys' stories in particular, but then what's going to come out of their generations, we start to see kind of the difference between generational curses and generational blessings. And so it's kind of just keep your eyes peeled for that, because it's no joke. But Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for really just the comfort and the humility that your word brings, that we are not reading stories of perfection. We're not reading stories of people who got it so right and we can just not even relate to any of that. But I thank you that somewhere in these stories, we can find ourselves. We can say, yeah, me too. And I just thank you that ultimately what we find is guidance and direction, and where you say, this is right in my eyes and this is wrong and this is where my grace steps in. I thank you that we even have such a thing. And so, Lord, I thank you for your kindness and your mercy that follows us all our days. And Lord, I pray that we would be a people who steward that well. And so I thank you for your word. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. So we are officially 2 weeks into our fast. And I love this. It's so refreshing just to literally cleanse your spirit and to cleanse your body of whatever it is. I remember a couple years ago when we did this, the vast variety of things that people were fasting. And I was like, man, that's great. That's great. That's challenging. That's a great place to start. All the different things. It's huge when we really seek out, Lord, what is it that's in my heart that is just, causing this block? Why do I feel like I can't hear you? Oh, well, it's not necessarily that there's this block that I'm not hearing from you. It's my attention isn't to be just sitting and, you know, focusing in on your presence. My attention's going to this or that or here or there, and just realizing, oh, I need to lay those things down before you, because that's becoming a huge idol in my life. Like, I'm really spending a lot of time. I'm really bringing a lot of adoration here, which equals an idol. And so really just to ask the Lord and to go through 21 days of disruptive and wrestling and the, ooh, this is hard. I don't like this. It's so much good is going to come out of this. I just know it. And so I encourage you to be journaling, to be writing this down, to be sharing this with a friend, encourage them to go through it. And if you're like, you know what, I'm going to fast something for 21 days every month, like, do it. I encourage you. Maybe we'll do this again later in the year. But yeah, excited to hear all the stories and the testimonies and love reading in the Facebook page, all the different stories that you guys are bringing. So thank you for your vulnerability and sharing all of that. So beautiful and refreshing. If you have prayer requests and things that you are needing people to come alongside of you and believe with you and encourage you in, you can call in at 800-583-2164. Or if you listen through the app, you can send in your prayer request through there, and they get played at the end of every day's podcast. But that is all for today. I'm Chyna. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Samantha from Spring Hill, Tennessee. I am very new to this community, but it is truly a godsend. It's crazy looking back. It's like been a rabbit trail of podcasts that led me here, and I am so grateful for it, and it has already blessed me so much. I want to ask for prayer for my family. I am a new mom of a three-month-old, and my husband has not brought in a paycheck in 6 months. And God has provided the whole time, has always been a good provider for us, has never failed to give us what we need. But I would love for my husband to have the dignity of working and being able to provide like he was designed to, as well as I am fatigued of being the only one who works and having a sweet baby. So I ask for your prayer. I also pray for all of you. I pray that God blesses you, especially those who are fasting. I pray that your ears are opened and that you resist temptation and you dig into the Lord. Thank you so much.
Hi guys, this is Brooke from the Midwest. I called at the end of last year, and I had started Daily Audio Bible Chronological in April of 2021 and had started from the very beginning with the goal of completing the whole Bible by December 31st. And I am happy to announce that I did it. It took a lot of listening from the last week of the year, but I'm proud to say that on January 1st, 2022, I was listening live for the very first time ever. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. And it actually feels so weird now, only having one episode a day to listen to, that I have decided to become a double dabber and to listen to Brian over at the regular DAB. So I can't wait to meet everyone over there as well. Anyway, last time I called, I had asked for prayers for my brother Cameron, and I had to call and tell you guys that 2 days after my prayer played, my brother got the much needed help that I think he needed to start on the right path to getting better. So thank you guys. You guys are awesome. At the same time, I had never mentioned my sister last time, which I kind of came to regret because she was actually pregnant with twins. And she was due in April of 2022, but actually gave birth at 25 weeks, and they were born on December 26, 2021. Mom is doing fine, but the twins, they are fighting for their lives. So if you could just keep them in your prayers as well, it would be so appreciated. Their names are Blakely and Aubrey. They were born just a little bit under 2 pounds. So anyway, thank you guys so much. I love all of you, and I will be praying for you guys. Have a wonderful day. Thank you guys.
Hello to all my Daily Audio Bible Chronological listeners. This is Joshua from the Sunshine State of Florida coming to you all. Just want to thank you all who have called in so far this year. This is my first year doing this. Found it via a pastor on YouTube and really loving and enjoying hearing everybody give what's on their heart at the end. The young boy from Zambia, who mentioned his answered prayer, so many others that I can't think of specifically, but just thank you all for sharing. I want to ask for some prayer myself. I feel like God has done some really amazing things in my life in 2021, and I want to make sure that I discern and follow his direction this year, and feel like some of these decisions need to be made here soon. So yeah, just prayers for that, and just want to encourage you all to remain steadfast in this and lean into the community. We are the church and the body of Christ, and I just want to encourage you all to just see through this year, to run steadfast in the race, and just have a blessed 2022. Love you all, and hopefully speak to you all again soon.
Hello, everyone. This is Sonia in Austin, Texas. Hope everyone had a happy new year. I sound funny because I have COVID right now, so I'm in quarantine. I just want to call in for some people I heard yesterday. It is 5 o'clock on January 12th, 5 a.m. I want to welcome Emmanuel from Uganda to our family. And I will be praying for you, Emmanuel, that as you go through trials and hardships, your faith will grow stronger. That is a prayer I think each and every one of us has. And for your family, for the disputes, praying for restoration for your family. Mike in Ohio, bless you for being a counselor and praying for those people that have mental illness and struggling. My father had schizophrenia and committed suicide many years ago. And I just pray for all people who have mental illness. And I thank you for reaching out to help people. Cheyenne, trying to double dab and trust in God as you come up on the legal stuff that's going to be happening with your family. You're in my prayers, sister, and please keep us updated as to how that's going. And Deb from Michigan, thank you for praying for others. I just love when I hear people calling in. I do have one prayer request. I pray for my husband, Michael. He did get a job, by the way. Thank you all for praying for him. His father passed away on New Year's Eve. He's supposed to be officiating the funeral this Saturday, but I am praying he does not come down with COVID. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's Christy from Kentucky. I wanted to call in to say hi to my sister, Sheena, and I heard your call on the 11th, and I am praying that the Lord will bring justice into your situation that you said, that you have some matters, law matters that are coming up, and our God is righteous, and He is just, and He is our defender. Amen. So I am praying for you, Sheena, for favor and justice in your situation. Also, you said that the word that you have chosen for this year is trust, and I love that. On DAB, about 2 days ago, the proverb was, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. And oftentimes, we try to figure things out when actually we just can't. Just like Job right now, you know, he's trying to get understanding in his situation, and it's just not working. But he trusts. Amen. He trusts God, and we know the end of that story. So, and if you don't, tune in because it is very good ending. My word for this year is intentional, and the Lord gave me that word even before the new year started because I need to be intentional on many levels this year. So that is my word. All right, everyone. I pray that each of you are having a blessed day today, and I'll be calling back in soon. God bless you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Nathan from Bloomington, Illinois. Welcome to 2022. Hey, and if you're just jumping on Chronological, welcome. I started being a double dabber last year, listening to DAB and DABC, and I loved it. I loved listening to the Bible, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, blah, blah, blah. And then I loved listening to it in chronological order. Made maybe a little bit more sense to me. But if you've listened as long as I have, then you often hear people say, hey, I'm behind, or, you know, I'm trying to get caught up, or I just joined and it's April and people go back and start with January and it's a scurry, scurry, scurry. And I get that. And that's okay. It's okay to fall behind, whether it's a week or a day or a month. It's okay. Two reasons. So if we fall behind, sometimes we get discouraged or we feel bad about that. We feel disappointed because we've maybe disappointed ourselves. And if we base on, I got to get through day one, two, three, it's based on what we feel like we need to get done. And we are going to disappoint ourselves. It's very human. But point two, if you're in the Word, if you're listening to DABC, you're in the Word, and God's never going to disappoint you. We might feel that disappointment, but that's a human feeling, and that's a natural feeling. But it may not be that God's trying to disappoint us, and I think we need to recognize that. So if we're in the Word, doesn't matter if it's day one, day 10, then day 25, I'm in the Word. And so I'm encouraging every one of us to just stay in the Word no matter what day it is. Embrace your journey.